time I had experience with horses when I tried to ride one and fall off, and I did one time break some new ground, but that was, I was new as the ground, so I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this. If you're, say somebody had a horse hitched up to a buggy and he wanted to get him started.
Well, he said, get up.
Get up.
Get up.
Mm-hmm. And
they said, get up. They said, get up.
Get up.
Get up. Mm-hmm. Get up. Probably G-I-D-U-P.
Yeah. Any idea what they might do or say to get them to go faster when they're already moving?
Well, a lot of times they made a noise with their mouth. You know, get up, get up, call them the name.
And of course, to get them to stop, they...
And say, whoa, and pull back on the line. And in my experience would be when I pull back on, they run faster.
You mentioned calling the hogs a minute ago. How would they, what would they say? How would they call to them? Maybe when they're feeding them.
I really don't know.
Not sure.
I couldn't imitate it.
What you always, I've always heard people talk about.
Hey, hooey, wouldn't it? Hooey.
Suey.
Hooey.
Something like that. Hooey.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard hog calling contests.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard, back when I was a child, I've heard my uncles and grandparents calling, but it's been so long ago.
Right.
I forgot.
What that? Hippie? Something like that?
Well, yes, they, of course they use different. Is it hell pig?
What about when the people feed their chickens? Do they usually make any sound then?
Best I can remember, they'd go out and throw the feed out and say, chicka, 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 chicka.
I don't guess you know any call for sheep.
No, I don't know.
What do you say if you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere? All this stuff that you have to put on them? You say you have
and
to...
harness the horse. Well, they'd say, I guess, horns.
Mm-hmm. What about if you're plowing with animals? Those things that you hold in your hand to guide them? What were they called?
The reins.
The reins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the same thing that you'd hold in your hand if you were riding the horse?
They call them lines or reins. Now, I guess in plowing, they'd say the lines. And if you're riding with a bridle, they call it the reins. Now that would be my interpretation of it. Again, you know, you're in the field.
But when you're riding a horse, what do you call those things that you put your feet in?
Stirrups. Short stirrups.
Or maybe if you have a couple of horses hitched to a wagon. Have you ever heard the horse on the left call anything in particular?
No.
What about lead horse? Have you ever heard that?
No, I've never heard that expression.
Let me ask you this expression. Say if something's not right near at hand, you might say it's just a little...
A little distance? Well, you mean, for instance, you're talking about distance?
Right.
Like you say, yonder? I've heard that expression.
Or say if you wanted to put it in the context, a little over there, a little piece over there.
And the old time expression, right, smart piece over there.
Right. Could you use that expression, right, smart, to refer to quantity of something?
Say
land?
At length, quite a distance. No.
Right.
Right smart would be, in my interpretation, would be quite a distance down the highway.
What if a man owned 1,000 acres of land? Could you call that a right smart?
Right smart tract of land.
Right. Let me ask this expression. If you've been traveling and you've not yet finished your journey, you might say that you still had to go before dark.
I'd say I'd have quite a distance.